Okay.
Now, is anyone else online, or is this going to be it?
We're waiting for opposing counsel to call in.
Okay. Videographer will start by introductions, and then I'll swear him in after that.
Now, you know I'm not going to swear an oath.
Can you affirm?
No.
Mr. Thompson, this is Mike Ball on behalf of the United States. Under Rule 30 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, you do have to give an oath or an affirmation at the beginning of the deposition. And that can be basically any statement indicating that you are impressed with the duty to tell the truth and you understand that you can be prosecuted for perjury for failure to provide the truth. That's all that the courts require for an oath or affirmation.
Well, the last time in my trial, we had this discussion with the judge, and I just telling the truth is one of the commandments of God, so that's what I go by. But I'm not swearing an oath or an affirmation. The swearing an oath is the same as lying.
Well, do you believe you have a duty to tell the truth here today?
Well, the commandment, obviously, I have a duty to tell the truth every second of my life.
And that would include in this deposition here, correct?
Well, of course, assuming I know what the truth is.
Okay. And you understand that if you don't tell the truth here today, you could be prosecuted for perjury?
No, I don't understand that. Because if I didn't take an oath, perjury is lying under oath. That's what the definition of perjury is. And I was able to testify at my trial without an oath, back in whenever that was, in 2005. Judge had no problem with it. I just don't swear oaths. I think that's that violates the commandment, taking the Lord's name in vain. It's also in the New Testament, in Matthew 5, 33 and 37, and in the Epistle of James 5:12.
Well, I'm going to ask you again. I mean, do you understand that you have a duty to tell the truth in your testimony here today?
If you're trying to get me to swear an oath, I'm not going to do it. I'm supposed to tell the truth every time I wake up and I communicate with other people.
Well, you understand that if you say anything that's false during the course of this deposition, you could be prosecuted for perjury?
No. Because perjury is swearing under oath. You're going circular on me.
Okay. Well, if you're not going to give an oath or an affirmation for this deposition, Mr. Thompson, the first step the United States would have to take is to move to compel your testimony. That means we have to go back to a federal judge in California and ask him to order you to testify.
I'm not refusing to testify. I'm refusing to take an oath.
Well, your testimony, purposes of the federal rules, doesn't satisfy the rules of civil procedure.
Well, how do the rules apply to me? Do you have any facts that show that the rules apply to me?
Well, I can tell you that if you decline to take an oath or affirmation, we will go back to the federal judge in your district and ask him that he compels you to testify, which includes by its nature that you give an oath or affirmation. And if you were to decline to do that, you would then be in violation of a court order. We could ask the court to coercively incarcerate you, that is, put you in jail until you gave an oath so that we can go forward with this deposition.
So basically what you're telling me then is you guys are pushing your religion on me. That's really what you're doing.
Well, this is a completely secular proceeding.
Right, with no moral foundation. I understand that. I have a moral standards, and it's immoral, and it's offensive spiritually, and it's against God's commandments to swear oaths. And it's so clear in the New Testament that anybody ought to know that. So what you're going to be doing is trying to force your religion on me, the state religion of whatever it is.
Take just a 2 or 3 minute break. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Court reporter online?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Could you read to Mr. Thompson the oath or affirmation that you are required to administer to a witness?
Sure.
I would object to that. That's offensive to my religious beliefs or my spiritual beliefs. I don't really want to hear it.
I would like you to attempt to administer the oath to you for affirmation.
Well, that's offensive. I've already told you I don't want to take an oath, and I'm not going to.
Well,
and that's just putting this lady in an embarrassing position.
Nothing personal. We're just attempting to create a record for the district court.
Okay, do you want the videographer to start first, and then I'll just say what I will usually say before the witness gives any testimony?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll have Terry Fox say his spiel on the record, and then we'll take it from there and see what happens.
Okay, give me just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on video record with the deposition of Walter Thompson, case number 3-12-CV-0637-LRH-VPC. On February 11th, 2014, and the time is 11:18 a.m. I'm Terry Fox, a video specialist from the firm of Redding Video Productions, on behalf of Henderson Legal Services Incorporated. This is the beginning of tape one in the case of Joseph R. Bannister versus the United States of America, pending in the United States District Court for the District of Nevada. This deposition is being taken at the offices of Craig Wood Reporting at 1300 West Street, Suite C in Redding, California. The court reporter is Christina Gray, CSR number 9360, on behalf of Henderson Legal Services Incorporated. Counsel will now introduce themselves, and the witness will be sworn in by the court reporter.
All right, it's Michael Paul from the United States. Daniel Troyden, attorney for Joseph Bannister.
All right, sir. Do you affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
No.
All right, I'll ask you one more time. Do you believe you have the duty to tell the truth here today?
I'm not swearing an oath. No, the penalty of perjury is lying under oath. My duty is to, under God's commandments, is to tell the truth.
Okay. Are you declining to testify here today?
Pardon me?
Are you declining to
if you don't go affirmation and testify here today?
No, I'm declining to take the oath or affirmation, but I am willing to testify.
All right. That will conclude the deposition. We would like an expedited transcript of today's hearing.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're off the record in the deposition of Walter Thompson. All original videos will be retained at the offices of Henderson Legal Services Incorporated at 1015 15th Street, Northwest Suite, number 525, Washington, D.C. We're off the record, and the time is 11:21 a.m.